Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep our country free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Twitter, and Getter. And don't forget, we have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and take advantage of the things you see over there. Okay, joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Well, we have government money running the show until February. Another continued resolution.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, the chances of shutting down government are slim to none, especially, I would say, for what is out there on the horizon. And what do I mean by that? Well, you've got a situation where you've got 100,000 Russian troops on the border of Ukraine. We're in a colossal threat environment with all things hacking.
Mm-hmm.
We have hostilities with China. Obviously, we've got all things pandemic. So I would say that shutting down government, as crazy as it sounds, probably wouldn't be prudent here at this point. You keep official personnel, whatever that distinction is, they still have to report to work, and non-official personnel don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got non-official, I call them, non-official personnel at this point are still working at home. I mean, we still have probably 35-40% of federal government employees still working from home.
Yeah, they said 30%. They said 30% in one article. Yeah.
So the question then becomes, why are they working from home? Is it because they're not vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Is it because those are just government stipulations here that, you know, from social distancing? We haven't really been told that. We have no idea on why you've got so many federal employees that are working from home. And then what does that look like? How is it that they're working from home? What is it that they're doing to communicate? Do they have remote access to databases so they can do their job? Do they just sit in Zoom meetings all day long? I mean, what is that? I want to know what that looks like.
Yeah, I think most of it's laptop stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, that just tells tells us that government is more in chaos than we can possibly know.
Mm-hmm.
That we have got so many government employees working from home. Do we really need to have them at all? So we apparently somebody says we do, and of course government is growing again under the Biden administration. So we're spending and spending and spending, and we got to pay the bills, so we do a continuing resolution.
Now, several new cases of the COVID variant are confirmed across the country right now. Right now, we've got even found one in New York City. As infections seem to be increasing across the USA, and again, nothing serious. We're not hearing about people getting deathly ill. We're hearing about people that get nothing more than what appears to be the flu, and then they're good after 2 or 3 days, and away they go.
Which is, it's really kind of remarkable that the Biden administration is coming out with all these new regulations on travel and all this other nonsense when we don't even know that much yet about this variant, or I would say any other variant that's sitting out there, and I guarantee you there's going to be more. So, again, we're in a situation here where they're putting the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't even have anybody, I think, in the hospital. They may go to a doctor, and then they're getting tested to see what kind of variant or what kind of flu or whatever they may have. But beyond that, we can't be making these kinds of decisions that we're making. And I guarantee you more are going to come. You know, the more cases that pop up, they're going to start saying, okay, we may have to, shut down schools and businesses. I mean, we're going to go right back to where we were.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And before we go to break, I'll try to squeeze this one in there. The White House has hinted that you may soon be required to show a vaccination card if you want to travel within the United States of America.
I rest my case.
I know it. They said they weren't going to do it, and here we go. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to be talking about here. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance Company. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, the local GEICO office nearest you can help you to find coverage for just about anything you own. But in the meantime, you can get it off the web and know already. So if you do go to see your agent, you know what the prices are and whatnot. And the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, get that covered. Also, don't forget, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they can cover you for that too. And not to forget about that, if you have a house, renter's insurance in an apartment, or maybe you're in a condo, combine all that together, bundle it together, you'll save a bunch of money, and you'll really be able to go places. So that's GEICO, GEICO.com. GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, first, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
All right, we've got a call from, I believe this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. So, Mel, what's your question for Denise Simon, please?
Well, the question is, first of all, good evening, or good morning, Denise.
Morning.
I'd like to, her opinion in regards to, this vaccine travel passport that's seems to be coming to the United States in the way of what they have in Austria with the lockdowns that they've got over there. Seems to be a model that this criminal in the Oval Office and his regime wants to submit upon the free American public. But I'd like to know whether she feels as though mom and pop businesses and like say restaurants and bars and the American public in general. I don't think we're going to go for this nonsense. We've had it up to our eyeballs.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Denise, we talked a long time ago, many months ago, about the fact that you and I both thought this was going to come this way.
Yeah, sadly, I think they're going to, you know, in some places, they're already doing it.
Yes.
You know, some
California.
California.
Mm-hmm.
I think in some places in New York, if I'm not mistaken. But
right.
I could
restaurants,
but,
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Look, business owners have no authority to be checking people's medical credentials, if you will. None. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts them in a bad situation, a very bad situation. And it's outrageous that they're even put in that situation. So I believe that some of these small business associations in the state and whatnot, again, you know, should be suing the Biden administration over this. And I think they would absolutely prevail. We are a free people on paper. And I say that with distinction because every day we become less and less free.
Mm-hmm.
But as a free people, we are allowed to move freely around the country. Freely.
Mm-hmm.
And even that in a lot of ways is violated. And I think that, you know, to help Mel out here a little bit, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, he's right on top of some things. And some of these Republican state attorneys generals, we've got some lawsuits that are in the hopper.
Yes.
And so far, I would say this, Mel, if you can hear me, if you check out Jonathan Turley's website, he watches all these cases scrupulously, and he has some very good sage thoughts and advice on what is happening in the court system with these cases. So, we can't be asking small business to do that, to do this kind of stuff. We're in a bad place. And I would say that the Republican attorneys generals at the state level are doing very good work. Just depends upon how, I mean, all this is going to be decided in the courts. That's just where it is.
I'm absolutely sure of that. And I do know, as you said, I had a story on Monday. There were over three dozen lawsuits. Some of them were multi-states involved in them against the Biden administration for these mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you want to go on a Disney cruise and your child hasn't been vaccinated, they can't go, right? I mean, that's kind of... No.
And when you come back, you got to quarantine for 7 days.
Well, and that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've been vaccinated, this is so.
And by the way, that's against the law in Florida, where the cruises are going out of. Remember, they passed that law.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a bad place, and I would say that these liberals and at the state level and at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen a place where they can seize power, and they're not going to give it up easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. All right, well, we'll see what happens, but that's to be determined down the line. Of course, we talked about. Wait a minute! I know what I want to talk about here. Joe Biden made up another whopper. Did you hear it?
I did.
Oh my God. He was the liaison in the it's a 7-day war for the government, and none of that is even close to being true.
Yeah, he and Golda Meir were very good friends, and I heard all that.
Yeah, and she met him once for an hour.
And he repeated the one where he was a truck driver too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yep, the guy he's lost it. Of course, he's got to be a pathological liar. he's lost it.
Let's kind of go over to a little bit of good news. You know, so the court ruled that the Biden administration had to go back to the. Stay in Mexico.
Yes. Yes.
Deal with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to do it in November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in December, and they haven't complied yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was announced very quietly yesterday, very quietly,
mm-hmm.
that they are doing that now, mm-hmm. or we will do it. And I heard Jen Psaki say that, you know, we have to comply with the courts and so forth and so on. The first thing I thought of was, well, you're about a month late on this Remain in Mexico thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the, kind of go back to Mel's question, then we have this whole thing about international travel, U.S. citizens, you know, you have to, even though you've been vaccinated, you got to be tested and, you know, get on a plane, blah, blah, blah. But not so much for those that are coming across the border. And we're having a major surge down there that very few people are talking about. And so non-citizens, think about this, ladies and gentlemen, non-citizens have more rights, more protected rights
mm-hmm.
than American citizens.
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'd also, speaking of all this, I'd like to see the American citizens grab a couple state attorneys general, if we could possibly do it, and file a class action suit against the Biden administration mm-hmm. for the money that we paid, and it's already paid for, of all of the stuff that's sitting down there at the southern border for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is sitting down there is virtually rotting, and we have got cameras, we've got lights, we've got fiber optics, we've got sensors, and those things are not, don't have to do with the physical wall. Those were the things that Biden promoted to have down there instead
right.
of having a wall.
Yep. They're just sitting there in storage. All right, I will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the things that she has to offer.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal government shutdown averted again. The U.S. Senate passing a stopgap funding bill to avert such a shutdown at least through mid-February. Senators voting 69-28 to approve the measure, which had been approved by the U.S. House earlier Thursday. Lawmakers had been facing a Friday midnight deadline before a government shutdown would have been triggered if there was no action taken. Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set where he had pulled the trigger.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide. You know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report. And it is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to take better care of you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying and demand job and career. They're going to tell more about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me tell you this about National Aviation Academy. If you're serious about wanting to go there and learning to become an aviation maintenance tech, then you should be serious enough to call them up and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. I'm in Hillsborough County. They're in Pinellas County, just across the bay. And then they're up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the big city of Boston. So either way, you call them at 800 859-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of whichever campus works for you. Now, when you do, you're going to get a chance to talk to students, teachers, and the money folks, the people that will give you the student loan papers, or if you're in the military, you're just coming out of the military, and you are a post-9/11 military veteran, then you will be able to apply for some benefits that will pay for your schooling, your training there at National Aviation Academy 100%. Now, that being said, some of you, your benefits have been reduced, or you don't have what you think you do, or what, or anything like that for pre-9/11, and you can certainly ask their people there about that, and they will help you and see whether or not your benefit structure is such that you've still got money to use to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the great thing also is that many of you, and there's several hundred high schoolers that are coming through the program now, their senior year, they are also checking and validating their background in terms of where they learned about aviation maintenance tech. Because, again, you have some schools like you have the FFA where they teach some basic mechanics and this, that, and the other, and all of that will help you if you want to get into the National Aviation Academy. So check them out on the line, on the web, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. You'll be glad you did. Your life will never be the same. Now, petroleum has been found in the Navy water system after a fuel leak in samples came from an elementary school in Hawaii. And this comes from the Joint Base Pearl. Preliminary tests have found petroleum contaminates in water from the school in the Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam water system, serving primarily military children. Hopefully you'll get that taken care of very quickly. Now, hundreds of veterans and service-affiliated personnel have drafted a letter to members of Congress and the Biden administration calling for action in the continued efforts of escalating and resisting Afghan allies on their behalf. Don't know where this is going to go. We certainly will keep our eyes open, and we'll let you know as soon as we know something. Now, here's an interesting story. Gunnery sergeants who never went to boot camp could be coming to the Marine Corps. Especially talented Americans, according to the Marine Corps, could join the Marine Corps as lieutenant colonels or gunnery sergeants. And they would be used for their exceptional talents. How about that? I've heard about this for quite some time, but now we're starting to see where they want to put it in action. By the way, booster shots urgent for U.S. personnel in Italy as a new law invalidates the earliest vaccinations on the health passes in Italy. Now, U.S. military installations in Italy are warning people who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 for at least 9 months but haven't had a booster shot that they may soon be barred from the most public places in the country. So they're urging their military personnel to get up to date on your shots, including
the booster. Now, our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and the U.S. have made it clear to the Kremlin that we will respond resolutely, including with a range of high-impact economic measures that we've refrained from using in the past. To that, I say, watch and see what the Russian envoy does. Wait till you see what he does. It's going to be interesting. Because this guy doesn't put up with anything from anybody, the Russian I'm talking about. We've had him in the corner before, but now I think he sees the shoes on the other foot. Now, speaking at a Kremlin ceremony where he received credentials from foreign ambassadors, Vladimir Putin emphasized that Russia will seek reliable and long-term security guarantees. I'm sure he would. We'll see what happens. And Ramstein Air Base, which is also over in Germany, spent some $56.3 million on Afghan refugees in the last 2 months. 2 months. And they're still spending money. It takes money to bring these people into our country. A lot of people don't understand that, but this is why things aren't the way they appear to be. Because they do want to keep them here. I remember seeing the ones we saw in South Carolina. We went and did what we had to do. We came back, and they were already in the society somewhere. Nobody knew where they went. So there you go. And Eric's chiming in. Civilians have been directly entering the military for specialties for years. Yes, that is true. That's why they had the special services branch. You get hired to do different things based on what your career of expertise was in. In medical fields, yeah, Eric's going on to tell us here, medical fields, communications, okay, yep, I got you, Eric, that is true, I'm aware of that, and thank you very much for the communication. By the way, if you want to learn something, wait till you hear us during hour number four when we bring into the mix the captain's Third Army. We have our Frank Silvato segment. But right now, next, you're going to hear Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. As we get into some economical talk, it's going to be interesting. Chris is always very informative. All right, we will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Lewis, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura also comes with the Moss Care package with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also have the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get taken very good care of. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. That's Moss Acura and Nissan, side by side. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
We have our money.
Continuing resolution, we're going to continue to fund the government for the next couple months. You know, let's kick the thing down the road again.
Till the middle of February, I think.
Yeah. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, this is what we have.
Mm-hmm. Same old, different day.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, let's do what we need to do and actually, try to live within our means and put together a budget and do our job. Nope, we're just going to, we'll just push this down the road.
Well, I guess if that's what you got to do to keep things going, that's what you got to do. But sooner or later, if we ever get this Congress straightened around, you know what I mean? They'll do their job.
I just don't understand, Matt, though, why you had to keep things going. I mean, if the government shuts down, they say, only essential services should be working. But isn't that what the government should be, just essential services? Sometimes you gotta hold people's feet to the fire. But it's all about politics because the way the media covers it, and nobody, they feel that it's not politically expedient, if you will, to shut the government down, and that's why they end up doing this every single time.
Mm. Okay. Well, again, to be continued, right? We'll have to wait and see what happens in February.
Well, same thing will probably happen.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you a question here, because apparently we're hearing that the Biden administration is going to clamp down on cryptocurrencies. Now, that could mean a lot of things. What's it mean to you?
Taxes. They're probably going to look to find a way to make sure that people are paying taxes. That's what I see moving forward. That's usually when the government really wants to get its hands in stuff. I think that they probably feel that people aren't paying, capital gains and other things when it comes to this. So I think that that's what they mean by cracking down.
Now, you'll be happy to know that the Biden administration is blaming everything that's going on, the supply chain problem, the high price of fuel, the problems with jobs and this, that, and the other. All of it is being blamed on the pandemic.
Oh, well, yeah, not just on the pandemic, on the unvaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see Jen Psaki actually blaming inflation on people who are not vaccinated.
Yep.
I'm starting to recognize, because we're seeing cases, increase here where I live, but everything's mild.
It's like getting a cold.
Yeah, everybody's getting it's mild and they're okay. It's either they're getting false positives or, mm-hmm. It's starting to weaken to some degree. Even this Omicron that it's going on, they love scaring everybody about this. There hasn't been a severe case of this yet, that anybody can cite. Everybody that's gotten it, that's recovered, is doing okay. At what point in time are we going to kind of live our lives and understand that this is not going to go away? It's something we've got to deal with. Do we quarantine for the common cold? I mean, it's crazy.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday, once again, double down on his being a truck driver, but then just to make good measure of everything, he said that he was a liaison during the 7-day war when Golda Meir was the prime minister, and that he had had a meeting with her because he was the liaison representing the United States, and his meeting lasted 1 hour, and it was 40 days before the Yom Kippur War.
I saw the headlines on this story.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? What did he say now? I mean, he's got this odd memory of things to some degree. I got to look into it to a further degree. So you want to explain this to me again? He's claiming he had met with someone that he didn't meet with. How does this work?
He's claiming that he was sent to Israel on behalf of the United States government to represent the government as a liaison to the Israelis, to Prime Minister Golda Meir, when they had the 7-day Yom Kippur War. Now, he went there, and he did meet with Golda Meir as a young freshman senator. He spent 1 hour talking to her, and that was it. and the war wasn't going yet.
Yeah, yeah, he's got this odd memory when it comes to stuff. That's for darn sure. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know, this is this is not the first time. I mean, this is a reoccurring thing with him.
No.
I don't know, intentionally, or he's just misremembering things.
I don't know, but obviously the man has a problem, and it continues to rear its ugly head at the darndest times. Now, Wall Street has ended the markedly higher after the Omicron route. The Dow soared up 1.82%, according to what I'm looking at here. Do you think maybe that things have calmed down a little bit again?
No, I don't. I think you're going to continue to see volatility. I don't think things have really calmed down as of yet. You could still, you know, move headlines, but you know the economy and the numbers that are coming in are pretty strong. I do think that some things are overvalued. I think that you make sure that you better be rotating assets to some degree. I think that's a smart thing to do. And taking some profits here and there and rotating them into other asset classes. But, no, I do think that volatility will probably continue.
Mm. Now, the U.S. weekly jobless claims rose less than expected. Layoffs are at their lowest point since 1993. And I guess Joe Biden is going to give a speech today about the jobs report.
He usually comes out and talks after the jobs report that comes out at 8:30 this morning. So, we'll see. We'll see how that ends up turning out, today. I think it'll probably be fairly strong based upon the numbers coming back to some degree. But I'm always looking at what's happening in the internals in regards to getting people back into the workforce. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm concerned with.
Now, gold and silver is going back up again because of the uncertainty in the market. I noticed that the other day.
Not too much. I mean, it's not like there's any great move, big movements in it to that degree. Coming back up, but it really, it's been within a trading range for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm. We got about maybe 10, 15 seconds here. What's your team going to do this weekend? The New York Football Giants.
We got Miami this week. So we'll see. Again, they're a little on the inconsistent side. They basically have to win all of their games if they want to make the playoffs, so it's going to be tough.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's going to be a decent weather weekend down here in Florida. But I don't think there'll be any rain, so they should have some really good weather down there in Miami. All right, my friend, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great day and stay low. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're coming right back. Frank Silvato, our regular guest, will be with us, and we will return with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.